I often find that photographs are complex things with lots of details and layered interpretations, sometimes heavy-handed in composition and complexity. The opposite of that are these photographs by Luis Mayo. They're simple. There's not much to them. There are hands, usually coming out of darkness. The compositions are as simple as could possibly be, a feat of amazement when you think that he's doing this in the middle of a subway where there's noise and activity and movement and transportation happening in a hectic and frenetic way. But yet his photographs are calm and still and reflective and simple. That takes an incredible amount of skill to reduce the complex world we live in into something that presents itself so simply. It's the marvelous act of selection and composition in photography that it can distill the essence of what is going on around us into something that is so clearly visible, even though in real life it might have gone by in a blur. This is a terrific portfolio to study in that regard, to think about the conditions in which he was photographing as compared to the resulting photographs he created. We make photographs. We don't take photographs. There is that long, sort of boring debate about terminology in that regard. But this is a classic case of why I have always been an advocate of the idea that we make photographs. We make them out of something that is so different than the world we live in. But in doing so, they tell us so much more about the world we do live in. That is the power of photography, and the power of a photographer who understands this fundamental principle and aspect of this powerful tool.